Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Executive Director of the Warren County Helping Hand, Sue Wilson, about their winter coat giveaway. The Helping Hand of Warren County is going to be having a coat and some winter clothes giveaway next week. So tell us a little bit about that event.
Yeah, so we are so excited. We do this every winter. And so last year we did it in late September and it was like 96 degrees outside. So it wasn't that big of a hit. But this year it is going to be held on Wednesday, October 7th. From 4 to 6 p.m., and our facility will just have racks and racks of brand new or gently used winter clothing and winter gear. So hats, boots, coats, snow pants, gloves, all sorts of things for all different ages. So you can come on in and you will check in with us and you'll get as much as you can per kid. So, you know, we have lots of boots, but we may not have the correct size. So you are able to get snow pants and boots and hats and gloves and coat per child. We also have adult coats. So this isn't just a kid's thing. So adults are welcome too. We have lots of adults, men and women's coats as well. So we're excited. We're excited about it. We have an entire room that is ready to be hung up and put on our rack so people can come and shop.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about kind of the support that the Helping Hand of Warren County has received. I know, you know, people in the community, whether it's, you know, through donations, monetary or clothes, kind of talk about that support to be able to put on an event like this.
Yeah. So we have a core group of volunteers that are kind of our event volunteers. So these are the volunteers that come in, just in event time. So like in our school supplies sale and our giveaway and our back to school clothing. And so our volunteers will come in and, we have been collecting these coats now probably for 5-6 months. And we'll have a group of people come in and do all the hanging and then we'll sort them into sizes. The really cool thing about this year, actually, is we get to add a whole another giveaway, which we're really excited about. We teamed up with Ira Realty, and they donated brand new socks and underwear. And that's one thing that is really expensive. But after we talked to a lot of our clients in our community around the holidays last year, they said, you know, they could really just use brand new socks and underwear. So Ira Realty kind of kicked off that for us. So everybody coming also will receive socks and underwear as long as the supplies last. So that has been a very powerful part that we get to add to the drive this year. We did have some people that brought in just personal donations and said, you know, we would like this to go towards underwear and socks or and the community is fabulous about, like, when winter coats go drop all the way down to price at Walmart or Target, we have a lot of shoppers that'll bring them in, you know, come April, May and say, hey, these are all on discount and we brought them in for your coat giveaway. So it's just, it's kind of a year long effort. And last year we had over, I think, 50 families come. And so we're just really excited to be able to give back to the community because this community is constantly generous to us.
Well, talk about the feedback this year more so than ever. I think, you know, events like these are needed where the community does rally together when, you know, maybe some people are struggling more than normal.
Yeah. So, you know, you bring up kind of something very near and dear to my heart. We just closed out September, obviously, yesterday, and we saw an all-time record high in the history of Helping Hand on how many families we served in the food part in September of 2020. And so we served over 230 families for close to, I think it was 900 individuals. My numbers aren't exact right now, but we are just seeing exponential growth as we expected here this fall. So between the free hot meals we're doing on those Monday nights and our free vegetable giveaway on Saturdays, I think we're really starting to gather the families that are out there that need our support. and just haven't maybe had the courage to ask for it. So again, we hold our clothing and our school supplies and our winter getaway to have new people come and see what our facility is, see what we have to offer, meet all the amazing people that work there. So we are seeing record highs in the amount of people that are shopping for clothing and furniture. We're seeing record highs in homelessness. We're seeing record highs in those needing the food pantry. So we are in a really unique situation where we continue to rise to the occasion of what our community needs. But really, that's only because of Warren County and the residents that support us. And the volunteers. The volunteers are a huge part of why we can be as successful as we can be to serve our community.
Well, as always, what does the helping hand mean right now if anyone was interested in donating?
Yeah, so we will take socks and underwear, any sizes. We are starting like at three toddler all the way up through women's, and we'll take them till like the morning of October 7th. Like we would take them all the way up till then. Our clients can always use, like I said, hats and coats and boots. And then on the food side, we could always use some applesauce. We could use some chili beans right now, and hearty soup.
Once again, that was Sue Wilson discussing the winter clothing giveaway. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk in Enola.